2 Chronicles, chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Jehoadan from Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, except that it was not wholeheartedly. And it came to pass, as the kingdom became stronger under him, that he killed those servants of his who had struck down the king who was his father. But he did not kill their sons, for as it stands written in the law, in the book of Moses, whom the Lord commanded and said, Fathers shall not die because of their sons, and sons shall not die because of their fathers, for each person shall die because of his own sin. And Amaziah gathered Judah together and appointed them by their paternal house as commanders of 1,000 and commanders of 100 throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he counted them from 20 years of age and above, and he found them to be 300,000 elite men who went out to war, holding spear and shield. And he hired 100,000 valiant warriors from Israel for 100 talents of silver. Then a man of God came to him and said, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the sons of Ephraim. But if you are determined to go, act and show strength for battle. But God can make you stumble before the enemy, for God has power to help and to make stumble. Then Amaziah said to the man of God, Then what am I to do about the 100 talents which I gave to the troop of Israel? And the man of God said, The Lord has the ability to give you more than this. Then Amaziah set them aside, the troop which had come to him from Ephraim, to go back to their place. And their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned to their place in furious anger. Then Amaziah took courage and led his people, and he went to the valley of Salt, and he struck down the sons of Seir, 10,000 of them, and the sons of Judah took 10,000 alive captive, and they brought them to the peak of the outcrop, and they threw them from the peak of the outcrop, and they were all dashed to pieces. But the members of the troop which Amaziah sent back, instead of going to war with him, raided the cities of Judah, from Samaria to Beth-horon, and they struck down 3,000 men from them, and they took much spoil. And it came to pass, after Amaziah had come back from attacking the Edomites, that he brought back the gods of the sons of Seir, and he set them up for himself as gods, and he bowed down before them, and burned incense to them. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent a prophet to him, and he said to him, Why do you cultivate the gods of the people, gods who did not deliver their people from your hand? And it came to pass, when he had spoken to him, that the king said to him, Have you been appointed as an adviser to the king? Stop, why should you be struck down? Then the prophet stopped, but he said, I know that God has decided to destroy you, because you have done this, and have not listened to my advice. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took counsel, and he sent messengers to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, the king of Israel, to say, Come, let us see each other face to face. Then Joash, king of Israel, sent a reply to Amaziah, king of Judah, and said, The thistle, which was in Lebanon, has sent word to the cedar which was in Lebanon, and said, Give your daughter to be my son's wife. And a wild animal which was in Lebanon passed by and trampled on the thistle. You have told me to see how you have defeated Edom, and your heart has given you a high-minded complacency. Stay at home now. Why should you embroil yourself in trouble and fall in war, you and Judah with you? But Amaziah did not heed it, for the course of events was from God, so as to deliver them into the hand of the king of Israel, because they had cultivated the gods of Edom. And Joash, king of Israel, went up, and they looked at each other face to face, he and Amaziah, king of Judah, in Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated in confrontation with Israel, and each man fled to his tent. And Joash, king of Israel, seized Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, in Beth Shemesh, and he brought him to Jerusalem. And he demolished the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the turning gate, 400 cubits of wall, and he raided all the gold and the silver and all the equipment which were present in the house of God, with Obed-Edom gatekeeping, and in the treasuries of the king's house. And he took hostages and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, the king of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel. And the rest of the affairs of Amaziah, the first and the last, are they not to be seen written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? And from the time when Amaziah departed from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent forces after him to Lachish, and they killed him there. And they bore him on horses, and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah.